lot of trouble to hitch up a mule and all that buggy business and everything. And some of them didn't have one anyhow. So they said it's only fair to have the church halfway between the two groups so they can all come to the Rodham Baptist Church. All the people who are Baptist can come to the Rodham Baptist Church. But there were some people down there on Atlanta Street where the Roswell Baptist Church was located, didn't want to move. They wanted to stay down there. But Mrs. a lovely lady, told me that she was present. And you have to visualize what I'm talking about now. On a rainy Sunday night, if you walk to church, you know the rain might stop you. Mm-hmm. On a rainy Sunday night, they voted to move the church. And a lot of people didn't want to, so they weren't there to vote. And so the ones who didn't want to move discovered that the church had a reversionary clause in the deed. If you didn't use it as a church, it went back to the family who gave the land. So they said, well, we'll just organize ourselves a church. And so they organized, and they called themselves Second Baptist Church there on Atlanta Street. About 2 years ago, we're speaking now in 2006, about 2 years ago, they voted to change it from Second Baptist. They didn't like that word second. I don't either. Second Baptist Church. They named it the Atlanta Street Baptist Church now. But that's where my mother grew up. And I wish I knew. The interesting part is how in the world she met a boy from Forsyth County with a horse, with a mule and buggy day. But she did. And she was a Christian all her life. And my dad was a Christian. He was a Baptist. Which is not necessarily, I better start over on that, I guess. You could be a Baptist without being a Christian, but not often. Most of them may be on the lower social level, but they are sincere, good people, you know.
And so were you raised Baptist?
Yes. I went to a Baptist church once a month in Forsyth County, hook up the buggy and you can go to church on one Sunday a month in the Baptist church. Then down here now in Roswell, we are members at First Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
Was until my wife died, now I am.
Does the church did it when you were young, and does it now sponsor activities?
When I was a little boy up in Forsyth County, the only thing they had was Sunday school. Nowadays, the churches have something going all the time, you know. All sorts of things, like the RAs build little racers and have all kinds of activities. And the women have their club meetings and book clubs and have luncheons. Something happening all the time in the Baptist world. I signed up to go with a group to the new fish tank aquarium on a trip from Roswell First Baptist, and they say we already have too many, so you can't go on this particular trip. But that's one of the things they sponsored, you know, a trip for old people to go to the aquarium. And I don't fit into the old people's group, because I still work for the Georgia Baptist Children's Home, so there's so much stuff I can't participate in that they have for old, for the, some must be a better, senior citizens. I knew, shouldn't say old people. Senior citizens have all manner of activities. They go to plays,